So we invite you to close your eyes and just take some time now to reflect that right now there is a change of seasons happening on the earth. And perhaps for you, individually, personally, there is a change of a cycle that also affects you personally. And the cycles, we're always moving forward. So it's always a wonderful opportunity to release that which no longer serves us and have excitement and anticipation for something new and fresh coming our way. And that something new and fresh could be as simple as having amazing sense of self-worth, peace within your life, and love for all those who come into your life and bless it. And with that reflection, let us now move towards Kryon and a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Some are saying, I cannot tell what's real anymore. We hear this all the time. What a frustration. This actually has two parts and two meanings, and they actually are metaphoric for our time. Some of you are actually talking about yourself esoterically, because the reality that you came from, that you've lived all of your life, seems to be shifting. And so you cannot tell what's real anymore because the shift of that dimensionality is felt internally. It's felt when you walk around the planet and you're saying, I'm not even sure I'm in my same reality. I look around and what's happening. I look at the esoterics. I look at even things that I'm used to that are shifting. Meditation and prayer and all these things seem to be shifting. What reality am I in? I can't really tell what's real. And then the thing that mirrors it, dear ones, that is on the minds of so many humans at the moment, is that what you see on your devices, whether they are computers, television sets, whether they're phones, pads, whatever, you cannot tell if it's real or not. Your technology, it's gotten so good that anything can be mimicked. People can be mimicked who are not saying what they're saying. Even those who've passed on can be resurrected on your screen, and they can say things. And it is difficult for you to know now what is real and what is not. You can see how these might mimic one another. But here's what I'll tell you, and I've said from the beginning. Questions, they would arise, perhaps 20 years ago, perhaps even a little more. And those questions would be this. I'm seeing someone else channeling. And what they're channeling, that doesn't suit my magnificence, and it doesn't appear to be what you say, Kryon. So how can I tell what is real? It really does go back to that. How can any human being discern reality from fake? So in the, I would say, the physical, where you're giving a media that can do just about anything, there really is no sharp, quick, positive answer for this, except that along the line, you're going to start seeing and feeling and realizing what has been created and what has not. Now, that's going to be some kind of an intuitive sense that many of you are going to get just by looking at the material. That comes. But the real question is for you personally in your life, to ask the questions for yourself. What is real around me? For instance, when you start to hear in this time that you are in right now, and you start to hear those who you would trust, who start to give you channeling, which is a bit different, and it's doom and gloom. What does your intuition tell you immediately from that? You are in a shift that we have described, old soul, as one that lifts the veil. This lifting of the veil is something that tunes up a higher consciousness within you. And what I am telling you now is that your discernment power has gotten very good. You can tell what's in the field now and what is not in the field. It's like a tool you can use that perhaps you didn't know about before. And this is going to help you immediately to know whether the things you hear, even from those you trust now, are actually happening, or whether they are something that would perhaps create you to do something, to fear something, and therefore go on an action that you would not have gone to before. Discernment is becoming very good. So if you have somebody tell you about doom and gloom in a time you were born, and that which we were talking about as you were born brings you to the shift, and the shift is for this, it is for a magnificence of yourself and the planet and all the growth, and then you hear, well, it's all coming to an end, doom is near. Does it make sense to you? That's discernment. Now, there is even more than that. You can discern a lot about these things by simply tapping into yourself, into the field, dear spirit. Is this so? Is it not? Give me a sign. Did you know you could do that? And what's the sign you want? Perhaps a feeling of peacefulness. Perhaps you and that which is what you think is God or spirit have worked out a little system. Many have. Of discerning things for yourself. You get transmissions, you get emails, you might say. You get messages, you might say, that tell you to do this or that, or you've won this or that. Most of you by now, you have discernment of what is correct, what is not correct, what is real and not, because you've had about 6, 7 to 10 years of this to discern. It's the same in almost everything else that is happening. The discernment engine is starting to be good. Now, you are an old soul. You are studying high consciousness. You're working with your own innate for healing. You're working with your own smart body, not just innate, but your consciousness. You're starting to work the puzzle of manifestation of your own magnificence. You're studying mastery. All of these things together is like a school of higher consciousness that you're moving through. Now, that is your decision. No one has pushed that upon you. And it's the fruits of your labor is that indeed you're feeling more discernful. You're feeling more perhaps in control of your life. You're able to see perhaps and relax with some things that you would hear on the news that you realize are not exactly as they seem. They're meant to create fear. All of these things meld together with a higher consciousness you have to discern truth. So if you go back to the original question, how can I know what reality is? Those who are asking that mostly are old souls and being frustrated by so much being thrown at them that is not real. Even metaphysically, that is what is being given to them that is not real. And I'm telling you, you have a new tool. Just use it. Take it. And if you don't think you do, then engage it, dear spirit. Engage discernment in me so I will know the truth of what I feel. I told you some time ago that the veil was lifting. And then in certain channels, I told you where the veil was. Let's review that for a moment, because it falls into all of these things that I'm giving you. I am giving you good news, tools that perhaps are available for you to stay out of fear, tools that would make you less anxious, and tools that will help you know what's real and what's not real. As the veil lifts, and the veil is, by the way, within you. It is not some mysterious thing between you and heaven or God that's out there that is lifting or getting thicker or whatever. It's in you, because God is in you. Your scripture even says you're a piece of God in some ways. This is well known by those in metaphysics, by those who are esoterically minded, and they're starting to realize and feel, I am part of creation. And in that, as you study mastery, as you study higher consciousness, you realize, and I have some tools that I can use as I study mastery, as my consciousness becomes more evolved, more mature, you might say. A mature consciousness with an old soul is one who will not fear quickly. Well, one cannot be told a doom is coming and run for the hills. It's a maturity that comes with all things that are spiritual. And you start to then feel in to the reality that you're looking at. Now, here's the other thing. As the veil lifts, the things that you have become used to, old soul, healer, spiritualist, those things are changing. And they don't feel the same. Some of you, and we have I mentioned this before, our commensurate healers, you're beautiful in what you can do, and you may be watching this. And privately, you know that things feel different for you. Even if you were one that would sit in front of someone and give counseling, whether it's spiritual or not, you realize that that feels different. And I want to tell you again why it feels different. Because you might say the radio station you've always been listening to and tuning into when you heal or when you give readings or even the writing that you might do that's automatic and any of these things that you do that are esoteric, you know that that radio station's the frequency is slightly off. It doesn't feel the same. So you have to take that knob, you might say, and tune it and turn it just a little bit to fall right smack in the middle of where you belong to tune in to something that is a reality that's changing. You're feeling it too. What's real? It's the station that's going to give you purity and love and comfort and new tools. Healer, I've told you, stand by for new abilities. Every old soul watching this, how can you tell what is real? Tune into it, and you'll know. That's truly the answer. Tune into it, and you know. This is a higher consciousness all of you are starting to receive. Beautiful, isn't it? Good news, isn't it? That's how you can tell. And so it is.